USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill passes the House. The American Rescue Plan approved Saturday morning by just 7 votes. The almost $2 trillion bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for Americans who make less than $75,000. West Virginia Republican Carol Miller, though, among those opposing the bill.
I raise bison. I know bull when I see it, and I know manure when I see it. Less than 10% of this so-called stimulus package actually focuses on the pandemic.
California Democrat Maxine Waters says the bill is what America needs, and if the Republicans don't want to be a part of it, Democrats will go without them. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the bill's passage means the swamp is back. McCarthy may expand on those comments today at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. McCarthy and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem among those to speak today. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley calling out big tech for censoring speech on their platforms. Here's Tim Berg.
CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is continuing in Orlando. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on cancel culture.
Speaking of being canceled, the last 6 weeks, the radical left, their corporate allies, the liberal media, have tried to cancel me, censor me, expel me, shut me down, stop me from representing the people of Missouri, stop me from representing you, and guess what? I'm here today, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not backing down. Not a chance! Not a chance!
Former President Donald Trump giving a keynote address at CPAC on Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Holly and other CPAC speakers also discussing illegal immigration Friday. The number of people trying to cross the border on the rise. Reports out yesterday show the Biden administration is responding by planning to open a new tent facility in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal health advisors Friday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden in Texas calling for Americans to be vigilant and united as we wait for a return to normal.
If there's one thing I know about America, it's this. Americans never give up. They never give in. They never cry uncle. They just struggle, innovate, and they preserve and persevere. We're going to get through all of this. I promise you. We're going to do it together. Together.
Biden also in Texas to discuss emergency relief efforts following the deadly winter storm. He promises the federal government will be partners to help the state recover and rebuild for the long haul. A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist is released. John Clemens reports.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed, and the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.